But when I really started to take it seriously and was like, man, this is something I want to do professionally, it was 2004. And at that time, College Dropout just came out.
That's when we had Not So Crazy Kanye.
Yeah, it was pre-Kim Kardashian Kanye.
All right, look, I'm going to have to get off my man Kanye for a second. I am a diehard Kanye fan. To the point where I'm making excuses half the stuff he's doing.
I just got into an argument with somebody on Facebook about Kanye West, man.
It's hard, isn't it? it's hard because, like, you can't ignore. Like, here's how I guess rationalize Kanye at this point. For every two, he gives us one.
He does. That's,
like, for every two crazy dumb shit he gives us one. Like, I think it's some weird thing he has to pay for where, like, he gives us one. We're like, George Bush don't care about black people. Okay, you got 2 years where you got to act a fool to kind of, like, take away from everything you just did.
Yep.
Or when he give, like, he, that you ain't got the answer sway.
Yeah, man.
That's hard.
Yeah.
But everything before 88 and Heartbreak, I'm okay with.
I think he went into like this experimental and I think most artists go through that eventually.
It's cool to be experimental. Just don't stay there. Just don't.
I think he gonna. I'm hoping and praying that he gonna come out of that and come out with some heat. Man. But that's like early Kanye. That's what influenced me. Like when the College Dropout happened, I was like, man, this is. I want to do this on that level. And so ever since I started back in 04, that's been my goal, is to like do hip hop, pure classic, real hip hop on like the best level that I can possibly do it at.
But okay, let's while you're talking about levels, like I said, I'm gonna go all out of order.
Let's do it.
When you're talking about levels, let's start here. Where I kind of discovered you.
Yeah.
The NFL Network.
Yeah.
Like, I said it via email while we was talking offline.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready for my Super Bowl Sunday, and they're doing the, you know how they do the recap of pretty much everything in the year.
Yeah.
That's where I was like, oh, Rise Up. Okay, cool. Who is she? Okay, wait, oh, shit, she from here?
And that's crazy, yeah.
So, when you're talking about starting at a level, I mean, not to throw it out there, you kind of started on a pretty huge level.
Yeah, and that's you know,
like the combine, if I'm not mistaken, that's where it was
there. Yeah, it was featured on the top 100 like draft pick or something like that, and they look at like kind of like the prospects for the season of who's to watch. And how that happened was crazy.
You, Montarius Bryant, and Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
Which was just
weird. It was crazy. And I'm a huge, like, football fan. Like, my mom, like, if anyone has the opportunity to watch a football game, like, with me and my mom, it's, like, insane. So,
challenge accepted.
She would have me cracking up. Like, she's intense. And so I always loved football, and so it was an honor to be a part of NFL Network. And they reached out to me about maybe like 2 months prior to it airing, and that's like, yeah, we got a hold of your song. And a friend of mine, who I was at this place called Fivey Gallery.
Mm-hmm. I knew exactly what it
was. And I was there for some event. I can't even remember what the event was. It was over the Christmas holidays. Ran into a friend of mine that I went to high school with, chopping it up. He's like, yeah, I work for a sports journalism company. Hit me up on email. Send me some songs. All right. And then, like, 2 months later after that, I get an email from the NFL Network.
That's what's up, man.
So it happened.
I'm proud of you on two levels, not just because of your music at the NFL Network, that the NFL Network responded and sent you an email back, because I have been sending them emails ever since I lost my fantasy football trophy. Thanks to Odell Beckham Jr. Who the hell thought he was going to catch that ball like that? Like, I just look at pictures of me with